23 meeting of the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority meeting. We have seated Vice President Armitage and Directors Cooper, Martin, Orzechowski, and myself. And we're all present for tonight's meeting. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using a call-in number or Zoom webinar link. All of the announcements read at the SCV Water Board meeting earlier this evening pertain to this meeting as well. There are public comment cards on the table outside, and I do have one public comment. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comment. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. Our first item.
President Martin, or I mean President Kutzai,
yes.
You might want to ask for public comment first on anything that's not on the agenda.
All right. Yes, I'm getting to that. So the first item is 1.2, public comment. Or do you, public comment that are not on agenda. Do we have any public comment on items not on the agenda?
Does not appear so.
Okay. And is there any objection to us approving the agenda as written? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Going on to consent calendar, this is approving the minutes of the February 7th, 2022 regular Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move approval of the consent calendar, item 2.1.
Second.
All right. Do we have any discussion on this item before we call for a roll call vote?
We do not have any public comment.
Okay, you can call the vote.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cooper?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Orzechowski?
Yes.
Vice President Armitage?
Yes.
President Kutzai?
Yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar is approved.
All right, thank you. We're going to move on to item 3.1, which is approving a resolution authorizing the issuance of one or more series revenue bonds by the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority, the execution of certain documents and certain other actions. And for this one, we have a presentation, I believe. Yes. Ms. Patterson.
Yes, so this is the same, not very similar item that the SCP Water Board had heard earlier. This is to approve the resolution, approving those legal documents that are in your packet. And we have for the 2023 bond issue of $75 million. And we have Doug Brown, our bond counsel, online for the presentation.
Good evening again. What you have before you tonight is as Rochelle indicated, a companion action to the one that the agency took earlier today. What you're being asked to consider today is an approval of a resolution that will authorize a number of legal documents. The first one is an indenture of trust. The authority will actually be issuing the bonds, and they will be issued pursuant to an indenture of trust, which will set forth the bond terms, principal amounts, interest rates, etc. You're also being asked to approve an installment purchase agreement. This document was already approved by the agency earlier today, and it's the document pursuant to which the agency will make payments to the authority, which payments the authority will use to make payments to the bond owners. You're also being asked to approve the purchase contract with Bank of America. We talked about that a little bit in the agency meeting. It's the document that will lock in the interest rate and the principal amount of bonds. and will govern the 1-2 or 3 week period between the sale of the bonds and closing. The authority is also required to determine that a good faith cost estimate is available to the public. So the resolution makes that determination, and that information is in the staff report. By approving this resolution, you're authorizing your board president and your staff to undertake these activities. Just a reminder that we will be back to you as a board of the authority one more time in a couple of months, and that will be to approve the official statement, the offering document with respect to the bonds. So this will not be the last time you see us with respect to this bond issue. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them for you.
All right. Before we go to board questions, do we have any online public comment on this?
We do not.
All right. We do have one speaker card on this item from Ms. Noltemeyer. Item 3.
Cam Noltemeyer. It's always interesting watching you perform, but this is a very large amount of money that you're going to ask all of us that are unfortunately in your purview to pay. And we're talking millions and millions of dollars just so you can keep financing all the things for all the developers that want to come in to this area. It doesn't seem to be for any other reason or for any other purpose. The water, you should go out to the dam we have not too far from here. Take a look at the water. And it's horrible, absolutely horrible. And that's what we see. And I have just reached that so many people are even moving away from this area. And I listened to all of your jabber here about all of these things you want to do or whatever. But this is just one huge, huge amount that will be on every one of us. Just read it. The attachment 1, the resolution, the agency water system. And it goes into multi-millions of dollars. $75 million is on here right now that you're going to expect us to pay so that you can cater to all the developers and those that want to come in. I can't find any other reason for it. Not in reading. And unfortunately, I spent hours reading this. And sometimes I wonder if the ones sitting up there actually read it all. And it's very, very disturbing to see. And I'm sure you will approve this, because those are people you're catering to. Not to the ratepayer, but to the big guys that want to get this kind of money pushed into their pockets. And it's just so discouraging listening to you. I don't know what your plan is. There doesn't seem to be any, except we'll talk nice and whatever. And now it's down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. And if you approve this, that's exactly what you're doing to us.
Thank you for your comment, Ms. Noltemeyer. Right. Do we have any director questions or comments? I want to say that I forgot to say this earlier, but excellent summary of the multiple actions before us tonight. It was very clear and understandable, and the write-up disclosures, I think, were very helpful too. So thank you for that for the second time for some of us. Any other director comments?
No comment. I'd like to make a motion to approve this.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Ozahowski.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Martin.
Yes.
Vice President Armitage.
Yes.
President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass. That's resolution number 2023-01.
All right. Thank you. If there's no objection, we can adjourn at this time. Did you have a comment?
No.
Oh, no gavel. Don't need the gavel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rochelle. Uh-huh.